This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Of Seattle. Gotta love to start the show off with this because I'm a big guy who believes in customer service. That's right. And there's a guy that recorded himself making a complaint call, and the operator that he was talking to forgets to hit mute while calling him an effing idiot.
Nice. I'm a big fan of people calling people effing idiots.
Yes, you are. I mean, so Billy Joel started the whole conversation by just telling you to F off, and you've never looked back.
Very true.
Yeah. And so here
is my thing.
It's your thing. It's your gift to the world. So here's this dude on the phone with customer service as the customer service person forgets to mute the old phone.
I'm ready for the confirmation number whenever.
Okay, sir. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
Idiot.
I'm still here.
Oh.
She hung up.
Yeah, I think I'd hung up at that point, too.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah. Or lie and just be like, oh, no, Sally from accounting just walked by and I hate her.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't that quick.
Yeah, she wasn't that quick on her feet there with that one.
We got disconnected. I don't know what happened. I was talking to the guy who stepped on my phone and disconnected it. I called him an effing idiot.
Now, I'm not saying it's right to call people an effing idiot, and also not saying it's wrong. I'm curious, though, what else was said in this conversation. Like, he just shared with us the moment where she called him an idiot, but we don't know what he was saying throughout the entire conversation. Maybe he was an idiot.
Yeah, you know, Steve, you bring up a very, very good point. You know I'm big on customer service.
I get it.
But here's the thing. I've had my opinion turned around.
Oh.
And it's from the wonderful Brene Brown. She was talking about not so much what's happening with customer service, but what's happening with people who are customers and basically customer graciousness and basically customers being decent people to the employees that they're working with.
Yeah, I mean, because I think sometimes, you know, the old saying was, like, the customer's always right. But I almost feel like that gives, like, certain jackasses, like, the power. They think, like, okay, I'm the customer. I'm always right. So I could be a giant, you know, jerk to this person.
I hadn't realized it may have gotten that bad, but she writes a whole bunch of stuff about it in Daring Greatly, saying that we are treating them as if they don't exist, like they're not even humans. And therefore, this is why there's pushback and customer service is like, screw that. You're right. The customer's not always right. You're a jerk, and I'm going to tell you.
Oh, and also on the flip side, it also could be a completely staged call for all we know.
Well, of course. I mean, at the end of the
calls?
Day.
Yes.
No.
Who does stage calls? Right? There are people that have bad dates. There are people that get pranked, right?
Well, I'm just wondering why he was even recording the conversation in the first place. Unless he wanted like a audio record of whatever he was calling that person about. You know, maybe he needed to secretly record them because he wanted to make sure he had this on file?
I suppose that's a possibility, but I really do believe people just want to be internet famous, and then and therefore, why not stage it? Why wait for it to actually happen when you can just stage it?
And look at this guy. He looks very untrustworthy with that mustache.
Yeah, he does.
Does he got the good old Burt Reynolds, or is he just looking rocking the porn stash?
It's kind of like the creepy nerd look.
Yeah. Oh, like that little pencil thin, like John Waters one?
And he's got the glasses.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I don't trust him.
You can't trust a guy with a mustache like that.
No, not really.
He looks like a knockoff Mr. Flanders. Like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Oh,
with the glasses and everything.
All right. Well,
what happens when you order Ned Flanders on Wish?
Yeah. He smells his own fingers a lot.
Oh.
Whoa.
What's wrong with that? Wow. Why do you got to be a finger smeller shamer?
Damn.
Smell your feet. Oddly specific.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It was the first thing that came to my mind when I saw this guy.
Oh, and you're another finger smeller shamer.
Yes.
Whatever, you two.
That's what's up, BJ.
That's what's up. Well, you know what?
He could be the nicest guy in the world, for all I know.
No, he's an effing idiot, I think is what he is. That was the assessment.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we got three people. Are they idiots? I don't know. They tried to rob a donut shop, but it backfired on them miserably. Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle. And, oh, man, a couple of things you could do today. You can enjoy yourself an apple dumpling because it's National Apple Dumpling Day.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
I don't know if I've ever had an apple dumpling.
I'm
is
not
it like
sure
an apple pie?
I don't know if I have either, to be honest with you.
Apple pie? There you go.
Old fashioned. Little ones.
There used to be a gang.
The apple dumpling gang.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, today is a special day for a sandwich that I don't think I've ever had either. I've always seen it on the menu, and I'm always thinking about getting it, but I never do. I would imagine I know what it tastes like because I know all the ingredients, but it's a Monte Cristo.
Oh, so good.
Sandwich day.
Legit.
What's in a Monte Cristo?
Swiss cheese, ham, toasted bread, tomatoes?
Sometimes they do the bread like French toast style.
They always do it like that.
Yeah.
Mm. You mean like French toast, like with syrup French toast style?
Yep. I mean, I've never had it with syrup, but it's that fluffy French toast.
Syrup, and then bread. They put powdered sugar on top.
With a Monte Cristo?
Yeah, and they deep fry it.
The one I've always... Wow, okay, I don't know where you're going, but I want to go there. I've always seen it more like it's like a panini pressed sandwich.
I like all of these ideas.
I'm fine with any of them. Like, yeah. I'm not going to say no to any of these.
Wow. Yeah, it's basically.
Wow, my goodness gracious!
Yeah,
Mickey is showing me heaven on earth.
They literally make a sandwich, dip it in egg, and French toast it.
Mm-hmm.
I want
it's amazing.
Why don't
also,
I have
totally
it?
Totally healthy.
Oh yeah, it looks good, man. It's gets you your carbs and you know.
Looks like it's
fat.
Like seven calories.
Yeah.
I think I read 7 calories.
It covers all four food groups.
Well, you know, it's also healthy as eating donuts, as we know. sometimes you might want to pick and choose your donut shop carefully, especially if you plan on robbing it.
Oh.
Three people went into a donut shop in California at 3 a.m.
Yep.
It was a 24-hour donut shop, and they said, "You know what? Let's try and rob it."
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. They show up to try and rob it. There's three cops. Or a few cops, and say insert jokes here, inside the donut shop having coffee.
Yeah.
One of the cops saw some drug paraphernalia.
Hey, paraphernalia.
Out of one of the women's pockets. They went and searched them. They noticed that the one person had a gun tucked into his waistband.
Yeah.
And also then they found out that they also tried to rob another place as well. So they've gotten into a lot of trouble.
Boy, those guys, I tell you, 3 a.m., you really get some quality individuals.
Or us. We're quality. 3 a.m., we're up that early.
No, we're just lonely.
We're lonely.
Oh, it's at 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Song. Oh, wow.
What else would you be if you're,
if it wasn't for the fact that I love Rob Thomas as much as I do, I'd be very upset with that joke. Got exciting news for everybody who loves Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes.
They're now going to be introducing a new flavor. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups stuffed with pieces of potato chips.
Ooh. Oh, when is this happening? Because I'm going to get him with my Monte Cristo.
I don't know when it's happening. Hopefully soon. And they, according to one Instagram food blogger, they said, if you like salty, you're going to like this.
Oh, yeah.
Just like regular salt. Chips? That'd be great. Salty? Like the Lay's ones? Those would be fun.
They crumble it in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salty, but never unpleasant.
Somebody put up a stat about how much money the NFL's lost without having any fans in the stands, and it's a lot of money.
That's interesting, because I wondered, with all the TV deals and everything, like, you wonder, like, how important are the fans?
Well, I mean, Dallas Cowboys, they're losing about $77 million per game.
What?
Yes.
That's how much they make off the people being there.
Well, you think about all the, it's like 100,000 people go to those games.
Okay.
I guess between food concessions, park, I don't know. I mean, but that's in New England Patriots. They're losing about $39 million per game. The Giants, $32 million a game. Pretty crazy, man. And then they're saying if they lose out on all eight games for, like, the Dallas Cowboys, that's like they could lose potentially $616 million.
That is so bizarre, because the Mariners are actually making money with nobody in the stands.
And winning, no, we're not really winning.
No.
Foreshadow. But that includes, like, ticket prices, concessions, sponsors, parking, merchandise, and all that good stuff. So that's why it's a lot of money lost, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Speaking of the Mariners, yes, they did lose.
Oh.
9-3 to the San Francisco Giants.
I thought we refused to lose. I thought that was, no.
The problem is we shouldn't have played there. We should have came back to Seattle.
That's what it is.
Played the game, put the roof up, maybe throw some, like, you know, tarps over it, kind of enclose the air.
We can outlast the smoke. Who can swing a bat better than the smoke? I think we have the advantage.
It's just Justin Smoke's no longer on the Mariners. I was like, this is the time frame. Never mind. They play again today at 1 o'clock. They are two games back from that second place spot against the Houston Astros, because the Astros lost to the Texas Rangers yesterday, like 1-0. Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6. Will Tampa Bay move on to the Stanley Cup Finals against the Dallas Stars, or the Islanders push it to a Game 7?
Man.
We'll find out tonight. As far as weather, it's going to be a high of 72 degrees. And as far as the weather itself, unhealthy. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
It's the mixed report, and that's what's up.
We're supposed to get more smoke from the fires coming our way again.
Yeah.
Just when we thought maybe, you know, like, it hasn't been the longest, I guess. It's weird. The way I heard it was, it hasn't been the longest we've had smoke in the area. It's just been the worst amount of smoke we've had in the area.
I mean, it's just so visible. It just sucks.
Yeah, it truly does.
It did smell extra burnt this morning when I went outside.
Somebody,
that was Chuck, the security guy. He always tokes up before he leaves.
somebody in Redmond, though, showed a picture of blue sky they got to see. I couldn't see anything but just the haze. But somebody went outside. I saw on Facebook a friend of mine, and they were able to take a picture of blue sky. There was like an opening of like no smoke they could see through.
Or did they just go through their phone and find an old picture and be like, suck it?
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe that's what they did. Yeah,
the filters on my phone, because I've got the iPhone 11, it makes it hard to actually capture like how like yellow and gross it was over the last weekend, because it would auto adjust. And it would make it look like it was not, you know, normal, but way better than it actually was. It was really weird.
Yeah, we need a new filter on Instagram that makes things just look like blue skies.
Yeah, we got
to
get that.
According to airnow.gov, we should be back to semi-normal by Sunday.
Really?
Semi.
All right. Perfect. Just in time for the Hawks game, baby.
Yeah, okay. Right. I hadn't thought about that.
I just did the update on my phone. And the weather app now gives you like the full on like a little like graph for like how unhealthy the air is. So what do we need at under 100? Is that what the goal is in life?
Oh, I forget.
I think it's like 50 to 100 is like normalish,
moderate.
We're at 175.
That's not normalish.
No.
So you updated. You're at 14.
Yes, sir.
iOS. Oh, yep. Good. You're the guinea pig. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because you don't. What do you have? Do you have an 11 or a 10?
I got the good one.
No, the latest one. You have an 11?
I don't know.
Because I think I have an 11 as well. So that's why
three cameras on the back or two.
Let me see. I got that. Three.
He's got the two.
I got the non pro version of the new one.
Yeah. So gotcha. I got this. I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but just he's got a cheaper version, or if he's got actually an older phone.
How
I don't know.
Dare you call my phone a cheaper version?
You only got
two cameras, buddy.
How do you find out what kind of phone he got?
Go to general.
Right. Oh, no, I don't know how to find that.
Yes, sir.
I go to About.
About a boot.
Yeah. A boot.
A boot. I got the iPhone 11, bitch.
Okay.
Nice. You fancy.
Oh, I don't have the bitch version. You have the bitch version?
Yeah, it's
you got the Jesse Pinkman iPhone.
I know it's like things are a little bit different, like on how like they arrange like the tabs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it looks kind of cool.
I like it.
Yeah, so far so good.
I'm going to let you have it for a couple days and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you all of a sudden start cursing, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to update this yet.
Well, he's got the new one. It should obviously work for the new one.
I have the new one as well, but I don't. I'm telling you, dude.
I'm updating now, so I'll see if it bricks my phone.
Oh, gun shy. What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone 11.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because before that, I had an iPhone 6, and they wouldn't even take back my iPhone when I went back. They're just like, this thing is ancient.
Yeah, we can't trade that in.
No.
They should send it to the Smithsonian, though.
I kept it, and now it's a paperweight.
All right, we got a survey, and people were asked, when you are in a group chat that you don't want to be a part of, what do you usually do?
Oh,
that happens a lot.
Either if I want to be in it or not be in it, as soon as I get a group chat, my first thing is I click on the info thing, and I instantly put it on Do Not Disturb.
Exactly.
Good call.
There's not a single person in this world that I want to be on a group chat with. Like, it's just no offense.
Oh, man.
Like on our morning show group chat, it's on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Right, I mean, it's nothing against everybody, but like once people get like, you know, if all of a sudden like a fun exchange goes on, it's just like nonstop vibrating and beeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly what most people do. About 37% of people actually do mute it, and that should be enough. I like seeing that I can get like those. It still shows you the little red number, shows that, okay, you got texts.
Right. So, I mean, I'm addicted to my phone, so every 5 or so seconds, I'm still looking, so I'll find out if you guys texted or not.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I'll just basically hide the alerts, and that way I'm good.
I have an anxiety thing, though. If I suddenly like see I have like 39 messages, I just wonder what the hell just went down. And it's usually like either us in our morning show group or some of my friends or something. They're just BSing about nothing.
Exactly.
But I panic.
You get a lot. Anytime somebody hearts or thumbs up anything, that does count as an alert.
Yes,
that's the thing. So I'll go there and I'll think, oh, there's going to be 39 messages. And no, it's just Danny showing another picture of his kid.
You're welcome.
And 75 thumbs up.
My favorite, though, is when someone puts me in a group chat with people I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, okay. And then the whole group chat is, who is this? No, who's this? Why am I on this? And it's like, gosh, guys.
Yeah, really. Just get off of it. And that's, I know, I can't stand that. That sometimes happens in business where, you know, like one of our radio people that I might have met once all of a sudden throws me in a group chat with a bunch of other people that I never met. It's like,
yeah,
what
like
is this about?
Co-host of this show gives my cell phone number to somebody in a radio world. Next thing you know, I'm on this stupid group chat.
Danny, why did you do that?
No, I'm sorry, Steve.
No, it doesn't sound like Danny on that one.
Yeah.
Danny, it wasn't you.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert. It was BJ. Yeah.
Who did I give your number to?
Like the one guy in the place. And then all of a sudden, I got all these guys cracking jokes because every radio guy wants to be the funniest on a group chat.
Oh, sorry.
I do not disturb that one fastest.
I don't blame you.
I cursed you out in the process.
Well, listen, people want to contact you. You're part of the show. What do you want me to do?
Give them my email. I'd rather get a
give them their email. Hey, guys,
send
can
them
you
my
contact
them?
So when you're texting people, text his email. That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell them to fax me.
See, for me, the morning show, our morning show group chat is the only one I don't have muted because I have anxiety that I'm going to miss something important. So even if it's a fun exchange, I'll leave it on all the time.
Oh, that's interesting, because I would never communicate anything important on that stupid thing.
I just realized I do have one group chat that's not muted.
What's that?
It's the Traeger Buddies, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Me, Danny, and Rev.
All those meat picks.
Okay.
Reason being, it doesn't happen often. And whenever there's a text sent out, it's a picture of somebody's delicious meat.
Sweet meat.
Like the meat you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a funny code word for us if we were like into sending dong pics to each other. It's the Traeger Buddies. We're not, I promise.
Okay.
It's not happening, BJ.
I don't even know what to mention about the fact that you need to even think about coming up with a code word. But okay, listen. Things are... You do you, brother. 24% of the people leave without even saying why. They just leave the group.
I wish I could do that. Easy.
There needs to be on an update. They need to give you the option to be able to leave. Even if they said, hey, you can leave for 50 cents, I would pay it.
Yeah. Oh, you can't leave some of these text groups?
I don't think so.
I never tried. I just hide the alerts.
I've tried like deleting the entire group chat, but then if someone responds, it comes back again.
Yeah.
I know you can leave Facebook chats, but not the same.
I love leaving Facebook
chats.
It's like the ultimate statement of, I'm like, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah, come on, Apple. Unless they make money by having these things keep going to our phones.
How do they make money off of it?
I don't know. I wish I knew how they make money off of every time my phone gets an alert. Because why wouldn't they give us that function to get the hell out? especially with all the spammers out there that are they're able to get to your phone. I don't.
Or especially when you get added to a group that like it's was your old number. That happened when I first changed my number to a Seattle number. I had a group message me and be like, "Hey, Dave, what's up, man?" And I was like, "I'm not. This is not Dave's phone."
Dave's
and they
not
kept
here, man.
Going. Like they kept talking about it after. So at that point, I was like, "I'm just going to start sending nudes to you guys if you don't like talking to me." And they finally stopped.
Oh, dude, I was going to say,
where's this chat?
Just assume that you're Dave, like, and just start being a jerk. Like, Dave, you seem a lot angrier. What happened?
You lost my number.
Freaking pandemic happened. I hate all of you now.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys something. As you know, I have my rules for how you should contact me.
Uh-oh.
But I want to ask a question.
Okay.
If you're using a particular format, if for instance, like I use Messenger to basically, when I want to get together with people to play board games, we use Messenger to communicate.
Right.
Find it to be easy. If there's a person that says, I really want to play games with you guys, come on. And we go, okay, well, I'll put, what's your Facebook thing? We'll put, I don't use Facebook much. It's like, at that point, can we tell that guy to go F himself? Because he said, why don't you try using this instead to get me? Well, and he wants us to go to a whole new thing that I don't even know in order to communicate with him. But he's the one that's asked in on our group to play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it seems either aggressive to go tell him to F himself. But maybe just say, hey, look, unless you are willing to get Messenger, that's how we do it. We're not going to change our ways. And unfortunately, unless I remember to ask you, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and the guy gives us grief every time. And it's a younger guy. He's like, he uses Discord, and he goes, you know what? You got to get with the times. I mean, you old people using Discord, not using Discord. And I'm like, look, here's a simple thing we're using. I mean, it works. It's like I can send out a message to everybody going, we're doing this at this time. What is so difficult about this that you can't? Well, I don't use it. Well, then don't ask me to play.
I remember we had a buddy like in our hockey group that was like, we were doing like group texts and stuff. And then he tried to like add us all to some like weird app.
Yeah.
And we're all like, F you, dude. No, we're not doing this. Like, this is one extra step.
Who needs it?
I don't know.
Yeah. So.
Everyone's got their thing.
And I don't mind if you have your, like, if I were to join his group, I'd be like, all right, I guess I got to do it.
You got to play his rules.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, whatever happened to understanding that when you walk into somebody's house, it's their rules? I don't understand how, we are not teaching our children that you go into somebody else's house, it's their rules.
Oh, dude, since day one, I've been teaching Tatum proper Facebook Messenger.
Thank you. You know what?
It's a good thing to have. Yeah.
You know how I am about this stuff. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one right, but yeah, again, he took too many guesses.
According to Google, the most popular car color in the U.S. for 2019 was what?
Red.
No.
Black.
No.
Blue?
No.
White?
Yep.
Damn it, I have a white car.
Yeah, you do.
That's what I think was the funniest, is that the most popular color, you did not pick the one that you chose.
Well, I thought that would be a really narcissistic thing for me to do. Just assume that the answer is white because I drive a white car.
Oh, that's actually a really good response. Makes you look like you're almost a nice guy.
Go F off.
Okay, well, that's a good one. Well, you're a nice guy for a little bit. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.